Hello friends, welcome to Stock Paathshala. In this podcast, we will talk about Upstocks. Upstocks is a leading discount broker in India and has more than 5 lakh active clients. This stockbroking firm was launched in the retail trading segment in January 2012 by three founders named Raghu Kumar, Ravi Kumar and Srinivas Vishwanath. Upstocks is known for designing and developing its own trading platforms and has a team of developers in-house. However, in the recent past, it seems that the focus towards initiative of trading platforms or technology has declined a bit because we've seen a lot of comments, a lot of feedback coming from the clients of the stockbroker that sometimes the trading applications of the stockbroker, they perform low, they don't really work at all, trades don't really get executed. So these kinds of complaints are getting out a bit. Upstocks is a member of NSE, BSE, MCX and MCX and allows its customer to trade across equity, futures, options, currency, commodity and IPO. Based out of Mumbai, Upstocks has a presence in Delhi, Bangalore as well. If you talk about trading applications specifically and we just gave you some sort of an idea what's happening now in the current phase, it offers some of the high-tech trading platforms in the industry. Most of the trading apps of this discount broker are developed in-house. They offer trading platforms across web, mobile, and terminal software. They have a Nest trading application, which is a third-party software, and it has a customized version for Upstocks. So the features that you can get are, it provides high-speed trading with low delays. The interface can be customized or personalized. Users have the provisions of streaming data on multiple interfaces at the same time. Advanced charting features for users to perform technical analysis. The only concern with this application is that the discount broker themselves do not really have a control. So Upstocks is not really Upstocks software. It is a third-party application. In case you're stuck somewhere, you have a problem, you have feedback, they on their own won't be able to do anything for you. They'll just pass on the feedback to the technical team of the original provider. Then there is Upstocks Pro Web. This is a web application. It is developed in-house, so yes, you can directly reach out to this stockbroker for any feedback you have. You just need to open a browser, Chrome, you can do Internet Explorer or Firefox. The application can be accessed through mobile phone or tab as well. So the application features are, it's a lightweight application, can be accessed through any device. For technical analysis, it gives you more than 100 indicators and charts that allow the users to observe market trends and stock movements. Ordering window is displayed on the screen so that the users can place orders instantaneously. Features such as workspaces can be customized. Keyboard shortcuts are also there. Then moving on, we have Upstocks Pro mobile app. This is the most sophisticated applications in the country. Most of the features include live streaming of data, line charts, candlestick with charting indicators, drawing tools are there. Advanced order types such as cover order, bracket order is also there. You can transfer funds from more than 40 banks in India. The discount broker with this application has a few concerns too. There are connectivity issues that have been observed in smaller cities, so that could be a problem. Then the concerns about loading of charts in case you are looking to perform technical fundamental analysis have been observed. The customer care part has email, phone, social media, web form and chat bots. The discount broker hasn't had really a good run when it comes to customer support. The customer service part has seen complaints like high turnaround time, limited personalized sort of a feedback. At the same time, the kind of resolutions provided by the broker are not that optimal. In case people are stuck in a trade, sometimes this has been sort of reported that the customer support team doesn't even pick the call, which is kind of strange, which is kind of unethical and unprofessional. But this has been sort of reported multiple times on our YouTube channel, on our website, and you can check them out. Upstocks charges, well, for account opening, they charge you 150 rupees. Then for account maintenance of your demat account, you want to pay 150 rupees extra. Apart from that, there are no account opening charges for demat or AMC for trading account. Brokerage is fixed at 20 rupees. They also have multiple plans. We'll talk about those in a bit. But as of now, you need to understand that the general brokerage rates are 20 rupees across trading segments. For delivery in equity segment, you don't need to pay any brokerage at all. Moving ahead, if we talk about the margin, so basically you have equity 20 times, equity futures, options around 4 times. In other sort of segments, the range is staying till 3 to 4 times. You won't really get much of a margin there. Then it really depends on the kind of pack you have picked up. So if you pick up a higher plan, then the margin can improve. For let's say equity intraday, it can go up to 25 times as compared to the original 20 times. And in other segments, you can get up to like 5 to 6 times. So there can be sort of an upgrade there, but you have to pay a specific fee on a monthly basis if you want to subscribe to that kind of an advantage. Then there are concerns, obviously. There is the call and trade feature requires you to pay 20 rupees extra. Good till cancel or GTC orders are not available in the equity segment. Customer support, like we discussed, is a problematic area. And in case you're looking for margin like 40 times, 50 times, which is not recommended by any means, we don't do that. But if you are looking for something like that, you won't get it. Positives, obviously, it's an online discount broking firm, gets things done quickly. Trading platforms are high tech. There are concerns in those too, but more or less, they're pretty okay. Brokerage is low and fund transfer is kind of an easy sort of a process here. So in conclusion, Upstocks is a good choice for traders who are looking for a stock broker that offers cheap brokerage with decent trading platforms. But you got to take it with a pinch of salt that there could be issues at times. There could be repercussions in case of high traffic. And in case you're coming from a smaller city, then there could be problems of connectivity with the trading applications too. So you got to understand that and keep that in your mind. Now, some of the frequently asked questions about this stock broker. So people ask, is Upstocks a reliable stock broker? Can you sort of trust it for long-term investments? Now, although the discount broker is primarily positioned as a startup as of now in the discount broking space, it certainly has the backing of some of the renowned names from different industries in India. However, basing the complete reliability just on that factor can also be an extreme. So since not all the investments done by renowned investors work out successfully, you have to see. It's definitely is a promising broker, has been constantly improving its numbers in terms of client base and the overall turnover it produces on a monthly or a daily basis. But it has to go on like that for a period of time. Then, does it provide algo trading strategies? Well, no, it doesn't. So there's no algo trading platform as of now. There are a few stock brokers in India who do that, but Upstocks is not one of them. Then people ask that it is suitable for beginner level traders. Well, it really depends. If you are beginner, then the basic assumption is that you would need some sort of help in research, in tips and recommendations. So Upstocks is a discount broker. They won't give you any of that. So if you are going to be relying on your broker for tips and research, then definitely no, it's not a good sort of choice. But in case you can do that on your own, or you want to do something like an external advisory or a sort of a manager for yourself, investment manager, then yes, you can go for this stock broker. Then things like how do I file a complaint against Upstocks is another question that have come up. Now, yes, there could be areas wherein you need to file a complaint. The first experience has to be with your customer support team. Make sure you have the specific email communications with you. Then check out with the compliance officer of the broker. You can send an email and get your answers. But in case if you still don't really get any resolution, then of course you can put a complaint at NSE and at SEBI through a portal called Scores. You can do that. You need to register, put your demat account details, PAN card details and everything, and then you can put up your complaint there. And this pretty much applies with any stock broker for that matter. So again, this is pretty much it that we wanted to cover in this quick review on Upstocks. It's a discount broker doing well, but there are a few concerns that you need to take care of. Hopefully you were able to learn something new today about this stock broker. We'll see you in the next podcast soon. Bye bye.